Now, one of the questions that seems to me to be particularly interesting about the symptoms of people who suffer from autism is to what degree these symptoms cluster together and to what extent they can be found to a greater or lesser degree in people who aren't typically autistic. And evidence that's emerging from work we've been doing over the last few years strongly suggests, firstly, that the social and the language aspects of autistic symptomatology are very, very closely connected. So it would be unusual to find somebody who had the social difficulties without the language problems, and very unusual to find somebody who had the language problems without the social difficulties. They go together, they almost seem part of the same thing. The repetitive and stereotype behaviors, resistance to change, the unwillingness to try new things, those symptoms seem to be less correlated, less closely associated with the language and the social difficulties. And so we do find people who have what we call atypical autism, so autism that isn't typical, who will have the social and language difficulties but don't have those motor behaviors, don't have the flapping and the rocking, don't have the resistance to change, don't have the routines and those other features that are in that third part of the dimension, of, or three dimensions, as you will, of autism.